I'm John Osier here with today's Ozone Mailbag. And Anthony from Madison, Wisconsin writes, whether or not David Caldwell drafted Blaine Gabbert is irrelevant. If he's defending Gabbert, then technically he's an apologist. Whether he is right or not remains to be seen. Well, David Caldwell's not defending Gabbert. He has nothing to apologize for and nothing to defend. Caldwell's job is to build a roster using the resources he has. Right now, Gabbert is a resource, and he's going to get a chance to compete under a new regime. Arguing definitions beyond that is really overthinking things at this point. Now, Martin from Detroit, Michigan writes, hey, Ozone, I saw Girls creator Leia Dunham got a shout-out from Fun at the Grammys on Sunday. By the way, was that USO at the Grammys and at the after party? No doubt. No doubt. Now, David from Jacksonville writes, is Khan impatient as an owner? Do you think he will clean house next year if this team finishes 2-14 or worse? Well, I don't. I think Khan took a year to get an idea how he wanted the team structured. And after his first season as owner, he made moves to structure it that way. Yes, he made a coaching change after one season, but I see Khan being more the type to make measured decisions. In the long run, his trigger won't be quick. Now, Ryan from Lexington, Kentucky writes, hey, Ozone, who's your favorite Jaguar? Well, J.P. Shadrick. Now, Andrew from Jacksonville writes, do you think David Caldwell will go out of his way to trade down? If you're building through the draft, it only makes sense to acquire more picks. If he has a trading partner, I think David Caldwell will seriously explore trading down. And actually, if he has a trading partner, I think the odds are pretty good he'll do it. Finding one may not be easy in this draft. That's a major storyline between now and late April. Now, John from St. Augustine, Florida writes, your stories are boring. You offer no insight. Your attempts at humor are forced at best and not funny at worst. What's worse is you have zero credibility. Football isn't all jokes and trite humor. Besides, do you honestly think getting knocked down is funny? Now, Brian from Providence, Rhode Island writes, what's your philosophical outlook on life? And what do great thinkers all have in common? Now, Sandro from El Paso, Texas writes, even if you think the Jaguars have a decent offensive line, I can't see you making a case for us having depth in those positions. We saw what happened this year when our offensive line was hurt. While I haven't made a case that the offensive line was great last season, or deep, I have made the case that it may not be necessary to draft an offensive lineman in the top 10 for the group to improve. I'll keep making that case, because with Eugene Monroe at left tackle, there may be more urgent areas for the Jaguars to address. Now, Josh from Valdosta, Georgia writes, Ozone, something's not right here. Not a lot of activity from you on Twitter over the weekend. No live chat Thursday? Fess up, were you out of town? Well, Mrs. Ozone and I indeed did the San Francisco thing over the weekend. And because of a little-known Jaguars bylaw that weekend trips are fully expensable if used in a mailbag video, I'll thank in advance this guy, and any guy above my pay grade, which is basically anyone who's not this guy. Now, because few things in life are more boring than somebody else's vacation photos, we'll move fast. And believe me, the Grammys got nothing on Frisco. There's arts and crafts. There's this sort of nature, and after a few crafts, well, this sort of nature. There's this scenery, and scenery Mrs. Ozone likes, and really likes. Now, in the interest of legitimizing the expense report by giving a Jaguars feel to this video, we asked Frisco folks about the Jaguars' new logo. And reaction was pretty much what it had been in Jacksonville. Some liked it, and some thought it needed, well, more time. We were relieved that Chinatown, just like the country itself, now has a title sponsor. And I learned the Golden Gate Bridge was smaller and a bit less, well, golden than I'd remembered. I impressed my traveling companions with my well-known mastery of all cultures. And they returned the favor with the time-honored tradition of tolerating my act. Along the way, I learned that while people in Frisco are oddly competitive, their dogs cannot read. A week after the Super Bowl, there remained an NFL feel in town, and I had the chance to run into former 49ers great Bubba Paris. He was thrilled to see me. All in all, a good time was had by all. On the flight home, Mrs. Ozone and I had another reasonably priced meal, and I contemplated ways of convincing Shad Khan that this whole expensible weekend trip was more than just a theory, and like so many things in my life, poorly conceived and destined for failure. Will Shad buy in? Well, I doubt it. And at San Francisco prices, I may have been better off really going to the Grammys.